Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2¾ cents, July wheat down 3 cents, and July beans down a penny. Currently, we have crude oil down 50 cents a barrel. The dollar is just down a few ticks, trading at 97.33. Metals just a little bit lower, the bonds up about a half a point. We were lower overnight mainly on the thought that the rains weren't quite as heavy as people had expected over the weekend. We had some showers here and there, but none of the real heavy stuff that we've seen in weeks past. The forecast for the next week or so does still have, you know, plenty of showers in the Midwest, cooler temperatures. So we don't see anything, you know, particularly friendly out here. We don't see anything particularly bearish out here. But the funds just keep pressing this thing. Right now, the funds we're estimating are short about 130 wheat, 180 to 190 corn, 70 to 80,000 beans, short 25,000 meal. So the funds are certainly in control of this thing. If we can't rally it here this week, I think we're going to have another 30 days of downward price action, and then we'll see if we can get some kind of summer rally out here. But markets remain under pressure, just a lack of demand with bigger crops. We did sell 130,000 metric tons of beans to unknown here this morning, so that's a little bit helpful, but again, we need to see something fundamentally change out here, and it hasn't really happened. Now tonight we're going to get the first ratings on the corn. The estimates are 65% to 70% good to excellent. I'm guessing we're going to be at the lower end of that range. I just don't think we've gotten this crop off to a good start. There's talking about, you know, how much corn's been replanted out there. So I just don't think we're going to see, you know, numbers that are going to be all that rosy out here. But as we have learned from days past, lousy beginnings don't necessarily mean lousy crops at the end. So, you know, we're a long way to go on this crop one way or the other. That's really about it. Trade's going to be watching the weather, the crop reports tonight. We'll see what the exports are at 10 o'clock. But I would imagine we'll see the funds willing to sell rallies in this market for the time being. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.